ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
And Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda, to dissipate the darkness of ignorance, and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all.
Vande Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito, Gauragaye Pushpamanto, Chitro Sando Tamohilo. Yesterday we discussed the first verse. Guru is a bhakta, isham is a avatarata, tatprakasam satatakti Krishna Chaitanya tam. Krishna Chaitanya, the Krishna Chaitanya, he has got many fold expanse. The first expansion is Prakash, Sayam Prakash, Balaram, and Nityananda is Balaram. Vrajanda Nandana Jai Sashisuta Haila Sei Balaram Haila Mita. We have to understand from the Mahāyāna, Sankumnāt Thakur, sometimes some foolish people interpret Nityānanda as expansion of Rāvara. That is not the fact. Nityānanda is Balarāma. We have to know from Mahārāja. We cannot manufacture our own idea. That is that Sahajya. Jatamar Satopa. These things are not accepted by Mahārāja. Mahārāja means who follows the previous Mahārāja. This is the system. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu strictly follows this principle. Krishna has recommended evam parampara praptam. We have to receive knowledge through the disciple's succession. Mahajanga. You cannot manufacture. This conquered land has killed the spiritual life of India. He can think anyway, I can think in my way. That is not at all scientific. You cannot think 2 plus 2 equal to 3 or 5. 2 plus 2 equal to 4. You cannot think otherwise. I'll tell you. So, Nityananda means Prakash, Sayam Prakash, Balaram. Balaram is, I will say, presently Krishna. Therefore, Balaram is Guru. Guru, he is representative of Balaram, of Nityananda, Guru Nityananda, because he is exhibiting Krishna, his presence in Krishna, prakash. That's why when there is sunshine, you can see everything very correctly. That is called prakash. In the darkness, everything is covered at night, you cannot see. But during daytime, when there is prakash, illumination, then we can see everything. But Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. Balaram is prakashatva. He is manifesting Krishna. Balaram Harilakita. Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the supreme absolute personality of Godhead. And next, Nityananda, Nityananda is exhibiting. When Nityananda was speaking in Bengal, he first of all delivered the Jagai Mother. That was his first thing. He showed how to serve Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya means Krishna himself. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anna. Radha Krishna combined together is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And Nityananda is exhibiting Krishna Chaitanya. So how one can exhibit Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That is by his personal example, Nityananda Prabhu has given us lesson. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sending his devotees to preach, and Nityananda Prabhu was doing that, he used to go with Vilas Thakur to preach on the streets, home to home. So, when they saw there was a big crowd on the street, the Nityananda Prabhu inquired from the people why there is so many people assembled. He was informed that there are two gundas, robes, they are creating some trouble. The gundas, their business is to create trouble. Everyone of us know, especially at the present moment in Bengal. This is due to lack of preaching of Krishna Path. Nityananda Prabhu is not given the chance. Nityananda Prabhu is very eager to preach, but he is not given chance. Actually, those who are proud of becoming descendants of Nityananda Prabhu in Bengal, there is a family, they say that they are descendants from Nityananda Prabhu. Apart from controversy, even accepting that they are descendants from Nityananda Prabhu, their business is also to act like Nityananda Prabhu. So that business, what is that business? that is described by Bhaktandas Thakur Mahārāja. Papi-tapi jato chilo parināme uddhāri. Tār-dhākṣī jagāyamāla. This is business of Nityānanda. Along with Caitanya Mahāprabhu. Vrajanga nandana jay sati sita harilo jay. Balaram harilo nitāna. Yes, Krishna Caitanya and Nityananda. Their identification is Lord Krishna and Balaram. Now, in the Krishna incarnation, these two brothers were engaged as cowherds and friends of the gopis, son of Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj. That is the actual life in Vrindavan. Krishna and Balaram, their village, cowherd boy. That is the early age history of Krishna Balaram. And they had another business and they went to Mathura. They killed Kamsa and the wrestlers, and then again, when they went to Dwarka, they had to fight with so many demons. But their childhood life, up to 16th year, they were in the now, happy life, simply love. That is, Puritranaya Sadhuna. Sadhu, devotees, they are always anxious to see Krishna, Balaram, and their associates. They are always very much agree on account of separation. To give them rejuvenation of life, Krishna, Balaram, play their childhood days in Vrindavan. And out of Vrindavan, beginning from Mathura up to Dwarka and other places, the business was Vinashaya Siddhushtita. So, they have got two businesses. One, for pacifying the devotees, and the other is to kill the demons. Fourth, Krishna and Balaram, they are absolute truth. There is no difference between giving and loving. They are absolute. Those who are killed, you know, they are also delivered from this material bondage. Now, these same two brothers have again descended as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda. Sahodito. Simultaneously, they have appeared. Not that one is appeared, another is not. No, both of them. Sahodito. And they are compared with the sun and moon. The business of sun and moon is to dissipate darkness. The sun rises during daytime and the moon rises at night. But this sun and moon, what are two sun and moon? It's true. They have appeared to them. But the business is the same. Tamonadu. Business is to dissipate dark. Because we are in darkness. Anyone who is in this material world, is in darkness. Darkness means ignorance, no knowledge. They are mostly animals. Why they are animals? So civilized men, so well dressed, and university education degrees. Why they are in darkness? Yes, they are in darkness. What is the proof? The proof is that they are not Krishna conscious. This is it. That is their task. Ask anybody, well, I'll tell my attempt that ask, what do they know about Krishna? Everyone is ignorant. That is the proof. How? This is proof that Krishna says, we do not say. Krishna says, how does he say, Samadhukitanam ura prapatyanti narāma māyana apuritavgyana. Apuritavgyana means that although they are working university degree, although they are called civilized, advanced in material civilization, that maya apuritavgyana, their degrees, because they do not know Krishna thoroughly, and therefore do not surrender to Krishna, who is Krishna is canvassing, personally, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekam saraṇam. His personality, because these reptiles and fools, they are in darkness. They do not know what is the goal of life. Krishna is so kind that he is canvassing. Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekam saraṇam. This is philosophy. They still, they are not being so. Why? Narāgama. Because the lowest of the mankind. Narāgama. How they have become Narāgama? The duṣkṛti, no. Always committing sinful life. What is sinful life? It is sex. Meditation. Intoxication. And gang. Because they are addicted to these things, they are duskriti now, and narāgama, rest of the mankind. And whatever knowledge they are acquiring by so-called education, that is false knowledge. Māyā pṛthakya now. This is the position. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda, they came, descended again, being merciful, same Krishna. Vajandhanagmana jai, Tatishita Bhayu jai, same Krishna. In a different way, they can have the same principle. You can sit down. Yes, you are sleeping. Don't sit. Don't swallow. So, this is the darkness. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears to drive away this darkness. Same Krishna. The same Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna's preaching and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching. There is no difference. The difference is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is demanding, you rascal, you surrender unto me. You are suffering so much, you are rascal. I am your father. I want to see you happy. Therefore, I have come, surrender unto me. I shall give you all protection. Ahamkla sarva papu dhammaku. Your suffering is on account of your dushkriti or sinful activity. Whatever you are doing, all sinful. Except Krishna consciousness activities, whatever you do, that is sinful. But they have been summarized into four principles. The whole sinful activity of the world, they have been summarized in four lines. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no income. This is the summary. But otherwise, of these activities, there are many, many branches. But if you cut the root of sinful activity, this illicit sex and gambling and meat eating, then generally, automatically, other sinful activities will go. Therefore, we are propagating the consciousness movement, that just requesting that you give up this sinful. Otherwise, you will be implicated again. What is an implication? Implication means that your sinful life will get you next body, which is also sinful. And again you suffer. Suffering there is, as soon as you get material body, there is suffering. It may be a king's body, or it may be a cobbler's body. It doesn't matter. The suffering is there. But because these people are Maya, Apuritam, Jaya, they are accepting suffering as place. This is called Maya. It's suffering, but it's thinking it is good pleasure. Just like the peace is eating stool and is thinking he's enjoying life. This is called ignorance. He does not know that he is suffering. Maya has given his body to suffer, but even in the pig's body, he is thinking that he is enjoying life. This is called Maya. Mohita nādhinānāti māme pa paramam vayam. This is called illusion. Illusion. Everyone in this material world, they are suffering. In different grades. It's like in a prison house. There are different grades of prisoners. First class, second class, third class. But if the first class prisoner thinks they are enjoying life, that is ignorance. He should know that he is in the prison house. In the prison house, where is there enjoyment? It's all suffering. Maybe first class suffering. But it is suffering. So they are all in the darkness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ishtanandapu appear to dissipate this darkness of the whole human society. That is their kindness. They are So Nityananda Prabhu being Prakash, he is manifesting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is canvassing the same thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is canvassing to accept Krishna consciousness. And to accept Krishna consciousness through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and their other assistants is easier. Therefore, we see practically, we have taught our disciples to chant first of all the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Thank you. So, through the mercy of this Pachyatattva, easily you can ask for Krishna. Please. How is it possible? These European family members, they did not know what is Krishna. 4 or 5 years ago, they are unknown. How they have become so devotee of Krishna that 10,000 miles crossing over the sea, they have come here, that's my office. Unless they have developed love for this. Their coming is not so easy from neighboring villages, but it costs. They have spent lakhs of dollars. $1 equals to 8 rupees. And they have come here. Why? Through the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya.